Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic
welcome
is off limits and everything
Chosen Generation
through.
With your host, Biblical Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood,
first time I
a holy nation,
to do that yet
a peculiar people, that you should shoot forth the praises
quick
of him
up,
who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light,
last
which
night,
in time past were not a people,
I've been following,
but are now
as
the people
those of
God,
you who are following me know, I've been following very
mercy
closely the
and now,
events that are taking place in Israel.
No,
I've been in pretty constant contact with Dr. David Wormser. Of course, there's about an eight-hour difference in time. But I've been following and keeping up with Dr. Wormser and what's happening over there. And then I've also been monitoring I-24 News, which I would encourage you to check out. They are really on top of what's happening over there. But then in addition to that, got a call last night. My daughter, I have a daughter that lives down in Puerto Vallarta, And Puerto Vallarta took a direct hit of Hurricane Lydia, a Category 4. And so she had thought, because they were up high, that they, you know, were going to experience some rain, but nothing too severe. But it was a direct hit. It was there for quite some time, tore the roof off her guest room, flooded her guest room, which led to the flooding of her kitchen, electricity out, and so on. And so I was on with her last night. So I was up most of the night, and that's why I'm in a T-shirt today as opposed to my normal collared shirt and tie. All right. Well, first hour was great. Talked with David Shostokas. I played for our audience several clips. The Hamas imams and their threats against Israel and so on. The head of Hamas, December 2022, saying not only were they coming for the Jews, but they are also coming for the Christians, and they are coming for the entire 510 million square miles that is the earth. So this is not, their intent is not to stop with Israel. And he made that declaration. And then I've been sharing most of the week, because I was on my good friend Aaron Wolf, who is a producer out in Southern California, a friend of mine. He had posted about praying for Israel. I posted the David Wormser, Dr. Wormser interview from Saturday, 2.5 hour interview. And then when I finished posting it, noticed there was a post above mine, and I wish we'd saved it. I responded to it, but I you know, Aaron deleted it, and I understand why. But it was essentially, it was an imam writing a prophetic threat against Israel and against the rest of the world, and laying out that they have received direct prophetic orders from Mecca, saying that starting 12/21/23, they are to do a scorched earth destruction of every non-Muslim nation in the world. They named Xi Jinping, they named Biden, they named America, they named Israel, they named all of them. And he said that what we have experienced is simply, and are experiencing, are the birthing pains in preparation for the full-fledged attack that is to come. T. Rose Mandelberg is with me. T. Rose, welcome. Newsbusters, censortrack.org. So one of the things that's censored on social media, as I understand it, is if you call Hamas terrorists, they're going to take you down.
Yeah. You know, it really is insane, Pastor Greg, like taking a look at just how, like, what is considered acceptable right now in our society. And, you know, there's been so many, like, progressive groups. You look at BLM Chicago posted yesterday in support of these terrorist attacks. And then, but then the second we call them terrorists, it's like, oh, well, you don't say that. Like, why is this a dividing issue? This is a complete terrorist attack, and it's devastating. I don't understand why there's any controversy or any of this picking sides nonsense. It's insane for me to look at.
I'm in complete and total agreement with you. I don't understand it at all. It absolutely is stunning to me that someone could believe. As a matter of fact, here, this is just to give you an idea.
David, it's hard to even explain exactly just the mass casualties that happened right here. In fact, the Israeli military says they still don't have a clear number, but I'm talking to some of the soldiers, and they say what they've witnessed as they've been walking through these different houses, these different communities, babies, their heads cut off. That's what they said. Gunned down, families completely gunned down in their beds. You can see some of these soldiers right now comforting each other. Many of them reserves who jumped into action, leaving their own families behind as well, not knowing the sheer horror that they were about to come to. They say they've never experienced anything like this. This is nothing that anyone could have even imagined when you're walking through here. Baby cribs thrown to the side. Doors thrown wide open. Still some Israeli bodies still here because the fighting in this community just ended just recently. So many of these troops are still going house to house, door to door. It's taken them sometimes 30 minutes, 40 minutes, because many of these houses are also still have grenades in them, booby traps. In fact, as we're trying to get closer to some of these scenes, we're being told, no, get back from some of these Israeli military because there are still grenades in the area. I want us to keep walking through, continue to kind of see the destruction that's happening on the ground here. Even something as simple as a soccer net just left to the side here as people were with their families playing. I see in the distance more bodies being covered all the while as they're covering these Israeli bodies trying to evacuate everyone else from the territory.
This is the kind of thing, I mean, one of the things that I wanted folks to hear in there, Taryn, is, you know, babies decapitated.
Yeah.
I mean, it's horrific.
Yeah, Pastor Greg, I saw that yesterday, and I was just completely in shock, you know. Like, the complete and utter evil against the innocent has just gotten completely out of hand, and to hear that and then to see some images, there were some images of, you know, blood in babies' cribs and blood in babies' toddler beds or in car seats and things like that. And it's like there's been some speculation on that specific story. But realistically, it's like this isn't out of the realm of possibility, even though we don't have footage of these decapitated babies, which, believe me, I don't want to see. But hearing that, it's not out of the realm of possibility. And you think about it, and it's just, it's heart-wrenching. And what was surprising to me, too, was even though, you know, there are those groups that are basically advocating for this to continue happening, like BLM and numerous other, like, weird groups that are apparently pro-terrorism, there were a couple of my friends on social media who considered themselves pretty, I would say, pretty progressive, pretty left-leaning in terms of the sanctity of life. But then, you know, they posted yesterday about this story with the 40 potentially decapitated babies. And I'm thinking to myself, that's pretty pro-life, if you ask me, considering the fact that Planned Parenthood pretty much decapitates babies every day. So it's a disturbing and disgusting kind of thing that had that did happen, likely. But I hope it makes people realize, like, this is extreme evil at its, like, very, very clear evil. And, you know, this is not something to be supporting in any case, in any form.
No, I can't even imagine. Well, I posted on my Facebook page, and I'm not, you know, shy to say it. Look, folks, understand, this is what is actually happening. This is what these individuals are doing, and these groups, BLMs and Antifas and so off, that are out there marching, you need to understand that they are acting on behalf of enemies of the state and become themselves enemies of the state. And it has been declared by those enemies of the state that it is their goal, their ultimate desire, to destroy us and to kill us. If you're a Christian, they want to kill you. That's what Hamas and that's what the Palestinian group now stands for. So if they're standing with them, then they are standing in favor of killing Christians, and they're marching on your street.
They are
enemy combatants. Law enforcement should arrest them on the spot.
Oh, 100%.
It's like calling fire in a theater. You don't have a right to call fire in a theater. You don't have a right to do that. Now, they don't, in my humble opinion, have a right to be aiding and abetting the murder of Americans. And the connection is that we know that Americans were killed in the attack on Gaza, from Gaza into Israel. And we know that Americans are being held in Gaza right now and tortured.
Right. Yeah. It's so sad, Pastor Greg. And it really, I mean, as some sort of hope, at least we have the Heavenly Father to, you know, we can recognize, like, he is with these people. He is interceding. He is there. But I just can't. I mean, these are some of our people, some, like you were just saying, some of our American soldiers there, and or just regular Americans, you know, over yeah. there on missions, things like that.
Yep.
And it's devastating, and it's honestly terrifying. This isn't something that's just happening in Israel and we shouldn't pay attention. These are our friends, these are our allies, these are our people, and no, regardless of where somebody's from, all life is sacred. You know, all life deserves respect and sanctity. And, you know, we can just be praying for the families of those affected, and also for the hearts of the attackers, right? Just prayers that they, you know, stop, and that they come to God and ask for forgiveness and repent. You know, it's terrifying, and it seems kind of out of question right now, but we can be hopeful in that, as hard as it is to do that.
Well, and that's, you know, if you go to my blog page, I was on Saturday. I did a 2.5-hour interview with Dr. David Wormser live from Israel about 11 hours after all this started. And we went through the history and just so many different things. It's a great interview. And one of the things that was is a part of that is a prayer that God gave me, some specific prayer points that I was awakened to pray, that there would be, you know, that we would take authority. Because we have been given authority, that we would pray for protection, that we would pray for unity, that we would pray, for chaos, amongst the, enemies, both within and without, that we would pray that light would come into the darkness. One of the things that I prayed also is that terror would come over those that are engaged in this, the terror of God. Would come over them, even over Biden and Kamala Harris and those leaders in our country. And perhaps it has. Maybe that's the reason why yesterday, you know, he made a fairly strong statement in support of Israel. I don't know. But my prayer was that the terror of the Lord and the fear of God would come over them, and they would hit their knees and turn their lives to Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Mhm. Yeah. Wow. That's great. I'll have to check out that interview that you did.
Yeah, it was really I mean, we covered everything. We really really did. I'll send you a link to it.
Okay.
Cuz I think, you know, and at the very end of it is when is when I said the prayer, and let me see if this is it. Yeah, this is it. At the very end of it is when I said the prayer, and literally as I began the prayer, the sirens went off, and somebody came in and said, you got to get down to the bunker now. And so David started running. I think he's either on the third or the fourth floor, and began running down the stairs to get down into the basement where the bomb shelter is. But yeah, this is very serious, and it's the real deal.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And for people to say, these are all false claims, these aren't happening, this isn't happening. It's so ridiculous. It's so just disgusting for some people over here in America just claiming that these things aren't happening, that they're not real. But this is the real deal. You got to hear from a direct witness, you know, and we're seeing on the news actual footage of these mass casualties, and people are still sitting there either denying it or accepting and approving what's happening.
Yeah, it really is shameful to hear some of, and there was I played this earlier this morning, but there was an individual that was in a interview on I-24 News, who was part of you know, from the Palestinian side, but he was brought on specifically to, you know, basically kind of apologize, right, for, you know, for what was being done and what was being said. And instead of apologizing, you know, he said, yeah, it was bad, but as a matter of fact, let me see. So here we go. So this is
brilliance.
So here we go.
To condemn the brutality, the horror, the slaughter, the pogrom that we've seen by Palestinian terrorists and against Israeli civilians.
Well, any human being should be shocked and sad to see innocent people killed, and this is terrible. Nobody can accept this.
His name is Samer Sinijlawi, a Fatah activist. All right, so here we go. So listen to what he says next.
But I don't see that there would be any justification that the reply to what's happening is a mirror again in Gaza, because again, what's happening in Gaza now on the other side of the borders is also sad and terrible.
So he doesn't just say, yes, we were wrong. He says, yeah, but, you know, but what you guys, what is left out? And T-Rose, I'd love to know if you guys have found this in the news, but Israel, even starting on Saturday, when they were in the throes of trying to get control back of their country and hadn't even fully realized how infiltrated they were and how bad it was and how they were having to go through these communities and either kill or capture or do something with these terrorists who were murdering grandparents and elderly and children and so on. But they began sending out a message and saying, listen, we're going to have to retaliate against Gaza. And literally, I talked to individuals who had connection with people. Soldiers were calling. Hundreds of thousands of people received phone calls, even saying, "Get out, because we're going to have to retaliate." And they gave them days to get out. Now, many of them did, but others stayed. And what people need to understand is that the people who stayed, they were hiding terrorists in their homes, hiding terrorist munitions in their homes, letting terrorists send rockets out of their houses, out of their schools, out of their mosques, attacking civilian targets in Israel, civilian targets. And teaching their children to kill Jews.
Yeah.
They're not innocent.
It's hard. No, not innocent at all.
They're not innocent. They're just not innocent. Well, I know you guys are going to continue to call out the news media on its bias. And certainly there's bias in the reporting that's taking place regarding Israel. There's always bias, it seems, when you know, even when one of these terrorist attacks takes place, like what happened at Huntington Beach, right? The Ferris wheel, Huntington Beach Ferris wheel that just happened day before or yesterday.
Right.
and we don't know for sure if, you know, he may have had a bomb that, strapped somewhere on him. We don't know. I mean, there's no close-up pictures to know. We know that whatever he had or whatever he was doing didn't work, but that doesn't mean that he wasn't strapped up and ready to go, and it just didn't work, which happens with those guys, by the way.
Right. I mean, you look at the fact, it's just their heart posture. We need these people to change. Their morals are, all of these attackers, their morals are wrong. What they're teaching is wrong. What they're doing is wrong. Regardless of whether they're overseas or here, these people have a clear heart issue, and the devil is allowing, you know, the devil has gotten a hold of them, and we need to pray for their salvation.
Yeah, and we need to pray again, it is as you just said, it is 100%, this is a spiritual war, and it is manifesting in the physical, and we're going to have to attack it in the spiritual, as well as be prepared in the physical, and do what God's called us to do. And that's critically important. T. Rose, thank you again for being here. I greatly appreciate it. These are perilous times we're in, aren't they?
It's true. I hope that, you know, these things end, that there's resolution, and lives are spared.
Amen.
In the coming week.
Amen. Agreed. Agreed. All right. Well, I hope I'll be talking to you in a couple of weeks.
Hopefully more positive news.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right. Take care. All right. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a break. We come back. I'll be joined by Edward Dowd, and we'll be talking with Mr. Dowd about the effects of the vaccine. He has uncovered the statistics about that and the background, and we'll get into the died suddenly vaccine issue coming up next with Mr. Edward Dowd. Coming up right after this brief break, I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen-size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king-size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Evil is the force, and it is Satan, and it is a satanic force, and the power that we wield is the power of God, who is greater than the power of darkness. But if we don't invite him and ask him and beseech him and come before him, we're not opening the door for him to come in and do what only he can do. And at the end of the day, he's the only one who can give us the strength to win this battle. So let's go before the Lord right now. Heavenly Father, we just come into your presence, giving you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. We bless you and thank you, Father God. We thank you for the sure mercies of David. We thank you that your mercy and your love for us never ends. Thank you that you turn your ear towards us to hear our prayer. And we know, Father God, how significant and how great is your love for Israel and for the Jewish people who you have.
I've got to go.
Okay.
I've got to go. We're under air attack.
All right.
Okay. I don't have to run to the shelter immediately.
I'm praying for you. I'm praying. Go. We're praying.
Okay.
We'll keep praying. Folks, this is why we got to pray. Man, this is why we've got to pray right now.
Yeah, I don't know if you hear it in the background.
My goodness. Father, we pray protection over David and all of those in the building that he's in right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come in that name because I am grafted in through that. That's how I have access to your throne. I know how I know how much you love the Jewish people, and I thank you, Father, right now. We pray protection over David, protection over that building right now. Angels, protect, create a dome of protection and intercept right now. Intercept right now. We ask for the plans of the enemy to be thwarted right now by the powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh. I come against the spirit of Antichrist. I come against the spirit of anti-God. I come against the spirit of death, the spirit of fear, the spirit of destruction. I I break off its power right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, and I speak a protection and covering. I ask for protection over Israel and protection over our Jewish friends and our Christian friends and those that are residing in Israel right now. I ask, Father God, that you would pour strategy into the hearts and the minds of the military leaders, Prime Minister Netanyahu, those that are strategizing and gathering together. And Father, I pray that you would break the hold of darkness that has come over this nation's leadership. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the generals and those that are embracing wickedness and evil. Convict them now in the name of Jesus Christ. Bring conviction, bring terror upon their hearts and their minds. Bring the fear of the Lord into their presence. I speak the fear of the Lord upon them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. The fear of the Lord, that it would cause them to turn from their wicked ways and to surrender their lives to you, Father, through Jesus Christ, your Son. And cause America leadership to wake up. Father, let those even speaking across airwaves that are sending confusing messages, strip away and give them eyes to see and ears to hear. Cause them, Father God, to not get bound up in the enemy's plan, but only in yours. So I pray protection over Israel. I pray strategy for leadership. I ask you, Father God, to bring unity. I break that spirit of divisiveness and division, that spirit of contentiousness, that spirit of disrepair and broken covenant. I come against that, both in Israel and here in the United States. Spirit of division, I command you to leave now. And angels, I ask you to pull out that spirit of division, both here in the United States of America and in Israel. Israel has declared itself to be one nation under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We in the United States have declared ourselves to be one nation under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Standing upon biblical truth. Cause us to unify around that truth in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh. Cause us to unify around the biblical truth, the truth found of the Word of God, this Word of God. Cause us to unite and unify right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and by the power of the Holy Blood, cross, resurrection, and ascension of the true Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that came in the flesh, we destroy the darkness, the dark evil that is working right now against your people, Israel. The dark evil that is working right now against these United States of America's and its Christian foundation. We destroy that evil. We know and declare, we know, Father God, that we are only appropriating what you've already done. For your Son, Jesus Christ, proclaimed that heaven and earth are now mine. Heaven and earth are now mine. And he defeated sin and death. And this is all about sin. And it's all about Satan. And we come against that darkness let it be destroyed right now. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit and by the power of the cross, the shed blood of the true Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that came in the flesh, his death and his resurrection and his ascension to sit at the right hand of the Father and to hear our prayers right now, and whereby he dwells in us, wherein we say, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. The faith of the Son of God, the power of the Son of God, the anointing of the Son of God, the Holy Ghost. All right, folks, you can catch the rest of that prayer by going over to the Rumble channel, and I'm pleased that we're going to be able to be joined. I wasn't positive we were going to be able to make that connection,
and now
but
by
I'm
that
really
same
glad that we are able to do that. So let me get Mr. Edward Dowd onto the screen over here and welcome him live from Hawaii. Welcome. Good to have you.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm glad we can make the connection. And we're talking about the vaccine situation and the incredible rise in numbers that, there's really not a good explanation for the number of deaths that are taking place. That's the research you're finding. Am I understanding that correctly, Edward?
Yeah, so there's excess deaths across Western Europe, the UK, US, Australia. Wherever we find data, we're finding excess deaths, especially amongst working age young folks, 25 through 44. Death is the most extreme adverse event from a vaccine injury. We're finding also very many disabilities and then injuries that we're finding that we're capturing from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics and the ONS in the U.K. showing lost work time. So there's three categories: dead, disabled, and injured. And injured shows up as chronically ill, missing lots of work.
And when do these numbers begin to spike? At what point are we seeing that this has caught the attention of those that are monitoring these statistics?
Well, disability started spiking in February of 2021. Excess deaths occurred in 2020. It was mostly old folks. Then young folks started dying excessively in 2021, not 2020. There were excess deaths, but they really started accelerating in 2021, and they continued in 2023. So the numbers keep getting worse. There was a spike in the third quarter of 2021 in a particularly interesting group known as the Group Life Insurance Policyholders, which is an industry, insurance industry has different products, and one of them is group life that they give to Fortune 500 and mid-sized companies. It's a benefit you get. And when you onboard to one of these companies, you're not expected to die because you're young, between 25 and 44.
Sure.
Well, they saw the Society of Actuaries did a survey of 80% of the revenues in the U.S. in 2021, and that industry had 40% excess claims. So that's dead people, ages 25 through 64. And in the third quarter of 2021, for 25 through 44, it spiked to 84% in 3 months. It was running around 25-30. And then mysteriously in August, September, and October, it shot up. And that was an event. It's come down since then, but that was a spike. That event was in most likelihood the vaccine mandates and that age group who, is vaccine hesitant because they're lazy and they're young and they're not think they're going to die. They had a choice: keep your job,
right,
or lose your job. And most people opted to get it, so we had a spike. There's clues all over the place that this is not just COVID. Recently we did a report on the UK disability system. Excess claims for all body systems took off in 21 and accelerated in 22. And we're talking blood disorders, cancers, heart attacks, lung issues, skin issues. Just you can't imagine the amount of excess problems that are going on across the globe. And look, if I'm wrong, it's not the vaccine. What is it, and why is no one why does no one want to talk about it? I remember in 2020 we had the ticker. The death ticker and the case ticker on CNN and MSNBC. Yep. We don't seem to have those tickers now.
Not for this, right? I mean, this is the one they seem to want to, make it go away, make it disappear. But by all means, don't talk about it, and don't share with anybody the realities of it. There's a case that was just filed by a professional ball player, right? That just filed a lawsuit. Did you see that one?
I haven't seen it yet, so I'm looking forward to figuring out what that story is. That'd be great.
Hang on, let me see. It is a $80 million lawsuit. Let me see. Player files. No. Give me a minute. I gotta. So give me some of the startling statistics, and I'm gonna try to look this up. I just saw this yesterday.
Yeah. So we're talking athletic issues. Let's talk sudden athletic deaths. So basically, prior to 2021, did sudden athletic deaths occur? They sure did, but they're very rare. There was a study done in 2006 by the Lausanne, Switzerland folks that documented 1,101 sudden athletic deaths over 38 years. That's 29 a year. That's globally. And they categorize a sudden athletic death as someone under age 35, on the field or on the way to the hospital in the ambulance. So that's 29 a year. We'd be lucky to have a month since 2021, which is 29. In my book alone, Cause Unknown, The Epidemic of Sudden Death in 21 and 22, we have hundreds and hundreds of such stories. And so, you know, as a statistics finance guy, what I find interesting is the frequency has increased 10 to 20 fold. Okay. So, you know, did this occur before? Sure, but now it's happening with relative frequency, and that's not normal. They're trying to say it's normal. Many of you may have noticed there's a new phenomenon that's in the news that they're touting now. It's called SAD, sudden athletic death syndrome. And, sudden adult death syndrome. Sorry.
Right, right.
Sudden
yeah.
adult death syndrome. So we had SID, sudden infant death syndrome.
Yeah.
And we knew that was to wave away the phenomenon of sudden infant deaths. Now they have a new term. So whenever you hear these new terms in the medical world, they're usually a cover up for something else. And they just it's a mystery. It's a big mystery. So apparently, since COVID, we have SADs, and you can't blame COVID anymore because, quite frankly, COVID's a cold. It just is, and I'm not going to get into arguments about COVID. Is now deciding to kill people excessively in 2023. It's just not.
No. I understand that. I mean, I had a severe case of it myself personally. I had the chills and the sweats and the shortness of breath and so on. And my doctor put me on azithromycin and dexamethasone. And I told him there's no way I'm going into the hospital under any circumstances. I sleep in a hospital bed because of the accident that I was in. So there's nothing they're going to put me in that I'm not already doing at my house. Okay. And then I started on Dr. Judy Mikovits's protocol with the vitamin D and the zinc and the quercetin and so on. I can't do the
hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, I couldn't do that because I have AFib that I developed because of the accident. So the doctor said, no, you can't do that. I could have done ivermectin, but I did this other protocol. I ended up coughing up blood. I had double pneumonia, the whole bit. But I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
You made
okay?
it. Had you gone to the hospital, in all likelihood, they would have put you on a ventilator and given you remdesivir, and you wouldn't be with us today.
No, my doctor said 2 months after this, my doctor said to me, he said, you know what? Kind of on the down low, but he said, if I'd sent you to the hospital, they would have killed you. I know they would have. Because he said, you're one of my success stories, and I lost patients that I sent to the hospital.
When did you get COVID? Was this early days?
December 2020.
Okay, yeah, you were early days, and that strain was the worst. You fast forward 2.5, 3 years, it's a cold. But back when you got it, it was bad for sure.
Yeah, no, and not to argue the point. I mean, you know, the reality is the reality. But look, you build up your immune system. You do the natural things that give your body the ability to fight it. And what you don't do is you don't ventilate and you don't do remdesivir because, you know, Brian Artis talked about this. I've had Malone talked about this. McCullough talked about this. Judy Mikovits talked. You don't do the ventilator and you don't do remdesivir. Remdesivir will kill you. They know in studies, they knew that remdesivir would kill you.
I know this. You know, it's 2023, and here we are sitting, you and I, still watching them approve the COVID-19 vaccines. We're still not having any investigations into what happened in 2020 with all the protocols that killed people and all the putting the sick patients in nursing homes, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep. Here we are. Yeah. So here we are to that case, and I'm going to email this to you so you can look into it too, Ed, because I believe it'll be a good thing for you to take a look at. But this is being reported in national news, and his name is Michael Kidd Gilchrist. He has not been able to play NBA since 2020. So he got it in 2020. He got COVID in 2020. He got the whole bit. He had taken out an insurance policy with Lloyd of London that in case he was, you know, injured in some way and not able to play and fulfill his contract, that he would have this insurance claim. Well, since he got when he was diagnosed with the COVID-related myocarditis, the doctors have told him you can't play because of the myocarditis.
Right.
And so he's filed a claim with Lloyd's of London and they're refusing to pay.
Well, this could be interesting because if they're refusing to pay for just getting COVID, imagine what they're going to do when they figure out the vaccines might be responsible for a lot of this. They're not going to pay that either. So your employer is mandating you to get COVID, then you get injured, and then you don't get any. You lose your job, then you don't get any insurance money. This seems like a dystopian movie at this point.
I agree. Oh, no doubt, and a very bad one as well. I want to get this in. We still got a couple more minutes left, but Cause Unknown is the name of the book. Cause Unknown. You can find it at theylliedpeopledied.com. Theylliedpeopledied.com, as well as I'm sure you can pick it up at Amazon as well.
Yeah, Amazon is the place to go.
Okay.
It's easier. Because if you go to my website, you're going to just click through to Amazon. So you might as well go straight to Amazon.
Very good. And it's Cause Unknown. As you know, as you started to launch into this, was there anything that surprised you about what you discovered?
What surprised me, it didn't surprise me because I kind of suspected that this was going to be the result. What surprised me is the lack of awareness that these numbers represent and people trying to dismiss them as quickly as they can. And it's coming from people that should know better. The insurance industry should be all over this, but they still have cognitive dissonance. And I call it ABV, anything but the vaccine. Now, I have some people in the insurance industry who admit that it's the vaccine, but they feel overwhelmed and outnumbered by the people who are still, under the spell of the propaganda. This is almost biblical. It's like it's either you have discernment or you don't.
Yeah. Well, if I'm not mistaken, too, we just had yesterday a Canadian parliamentary member or something of that effect that issued a public apology. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that. The news is coming so fast and furious, it's hard to keep up.
Let's see. Canada House Speaker apologized. No, that isn't it. There's a Canadian leader that actually apologized yesterday. Just like a stunner. But she apologized for her comments that she had made regarding the COVID-19 vaccination and the risk associated with it.
Oh, wow.
First public apology that's come out from a, you know, one of those government officials that was so
right.
Certain that, you know, we all better get jabbed or else.
Yeah, no, this is going to be a story in process. Word of mouth is spreading fast. Booster uptake is way down, and that's good news. So people are hearing through the grapevine that there might be safety issues, which there are. And they're also understanding simply that it doesn't work. Why would you take a vaccine that doesn't prevent you from getting COVID or transmitting? It's not a vaccine. It's just an injection at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and again, I hate to say, but you know, the number of these unknown deaths continues to rise. The complications continue to rise, and our hearts are broken, and our thoughts and prayers go out to those folks that were coerced forced to take this. I mean, I pray that nothing happens. I pray that they're okay. But the longer that it is in the system, the more issues that seem to come up. And died suddenly seems to be a pretty good indication. That film died suddenly. I've had Thomas Haviland, who spoke to hundreds and hundreds of the undertakers, if you want to call them, that have done, you know, the embalming, who have pulled those strands out of blood vessels all across the country. And it's all started since about 2021. There's no coincidence in that, I don't think.
Yeah, funeral homes are interesting. There's some public companies. I come from the world of finance. And the funeral home stocks did well in 2020, but then they started to underperform and go down because people thought once COVID passed, it'd be back to business, normal business. Well, what happened starting in 2021, the stocks recovered and then went to new highs because the funeral home companies started to beat and raise their earnings numbers. And they were talking about they weren't expecting this amount of business in 21 and 22, and it continues in 23. So even they were shocked. And then they finally admitted, you know, a couple quarters ago that this new excess death rate is here to stay and it's not due to COVID. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. Edward, thank you so much for being with me today. I'm really glad we were able to make the connect again. Folks, go to Amazon. Cause Unknown is the name of the book. Cause Unknown. Important for us to have this information, not for us. Many of you that watch my program already know about the dangers of these vaccines and the experiments. And we've had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on and a number of people, experts in this field, talking about this. But in order to be able to speak to your loved ones and those that you care about that aren't getting this information, because it is suppressed. It is suppressed still to this day on social media platforms and so forth. And this Department of Justice has declared that we are enemies if we suggest that you shouldn't get it. They're still talking about that. And so I encourage you to pick up this book, Cause Unknown, so you have the ammunition you need to be able to have a good conversation with your loved ones. Edward, thank you for writing it. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. Take care.
All right. God bless you, sir. All right. We're out of time. We're going to be cutting away. Blessings to you. And I appreciate you tuning in and watching. And I look forward to being with you again on the morrow. We'll have more. We'll just have more good programming for you coming up tomorrow. So be sure and be tuned in. Thanks again for being with me today. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, praying for you. Continue to pray for us, and tomorrow we'll probably bring you also an update live from Tel Aviv once again. Let's see, what else do we have on the calendar? Kalen Dorr will be with us. Social media has said you can't say that Hamas was a terrorist organization. They're gonna bump you for that. In addition to that, tomorrow on the program, we'll be joined by historian Richard C. Lyons, talking about the Israeli invasion as a model for Biden's foreign policy. And then former speechwriter for President Trump and Governor Matt Bevin's Chris Skates will be with us. Apparently now Kevin McCarthy's decided that he wants to be the speaker again. I don't think so, but we'll talk about that tomorrow as well. All right, you have a blessed day. Take care.